This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, though, Vincent, you're going to be telling us about the EU. Apparently, there are a couple of different countries who are not going to be ponying up money or troops?
Just participation for now, though. They might bend the knee eventually.
In some kind of a EU...
EU Defense Force,
Defense Force, okay. So we can talk about that on the way here. Your calls and thoughts, though, are first. So we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts with Reggie in California. Reggie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Mark. Hello, Reggie. In California. Reggie going once. Reggie in California going twice. I'm going to put Reggie back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell, and we'll try him back here in a moment. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
There you go. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, and also Brother Mark, and it's Brother Vincent. Good evening from the Commonwealth.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I wanted to touch base on two things here. Now, there was a call, actually, with Daryl, and it was an important call. You know, people talking about guns and things like that, and I was talking about HB, 1400 and all that, the House bill up from here in PA.
And what is that?
That was the horrible, evil background check called Background Check Gun Show Bill.
Okay. Is this in the state legislature right now, is being considered now, or is this old news?
No, it's not old news. Okay. It was introduced at the end of May. It hasn't gone up for vote. They're sitting on it.
So they want more background checks in gun shows, is what you're saying?
More than that, and this is where the caller came in for a cry for help. I'm going to get into that. But they want universal background check, and on top of that, they also say barrels over 15 inches are going to be included in this.
Now, does that mean that if you are an individual seller just walking around a gun show, you'll also have to perform a background check, or is it only for the dealers at the gun show?
They're going to give you they're giving a gift, though. They're going to give a 72-hour background check. But the problem with this is they're going to have...
My question. Maybe you don't know the answer. Is it going to apply to individuals who are just kind of walking around? Because I've been to gun shows, at least down in Florida. I haven't been to one up here in New Hampshire. But down in Florida, it wouldn't be uncommon for an individual to just, like, put a piece of paper on their back as they're walking around. Like, I have for sale this price list. And then if you wanted to see that person's guns, you'd talk to him and say, hey, I want to see the 1911 that you have for sale. And then if he wanted to sell it to you, he would just sell it to you. There would be no background check.
An answer for you. That's the worst part. This includes all private sales.
Oof.
Of all kind. The only exception, it's even worse. The only exception to this is family members because of the wills. And worse than that,
okay.
And it gets worse. Every single form of transfer is going to be needs an FFL. In other words, you got to seek one. And the worst thing about this is it's the Republicans. It's a Republican, Jamie Santora, from District 163. He's the pimple on the ass of the world. He's nobody. Now, this goes back to the Senate bill of 13 that was the top on down by another piece of garbage. We got 5 years more.
How come the Commonwealth is so subject to all of these destructions of liberties? I thought the Commonwealth was like
Philadelphia.
They're not, dude. It comes down to this. That was the Senate first in 13. That was Toomey co-sponsored it. He's a piece of garbage.
They're all garbage.
This will get shot down, too, I promise you. It hasn't
gone
up.
Well, then what are we worried about, then? If you think this is going to get shot down, then why are you fretting about it?
Because it's a threat to Section 21 and that the fact that they're even...
I don't know what that is. What is Section 21?
The citizens have a right to bear arms.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a difference between a right and a privilege. And if you have a privilege, you've asked permission. So anybody who's asked permission for a license to carry has converted their rights into a privilege. And unfortunately, that's where we are today. The idea of a right to bear arms is obviously ignored.
Hold on. I don't require a carry permit. Okay.
Really?
I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I'm one of these. Don't laugh. You know who else doesn't need a carry permit?
People the cop that's going to throw you in jail when they find out that you don't have a permit.
Who deputized you anyway?
Parole office.
The parole office.
When I was supervising a young lady back on July 23rd, 2016 is when it started for
me. Does it last forever, or is there like a limited amount of time that you're a deputy?
Once you take an oath of the Commonwealth, just like any oath, the oath of the NSA, you swear to the Constitution of the United States of America for office, you swear to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on your honor, those oaths are for life. That's why you have so many chances to get out of it during the process, and even more so, the special way that they do it at the end. With the oath, what she will do, in my case, and what they do for deputies of the Commonwealth and the sheriff, the way that it works for them, and Commonwealth cops. Here's the oath at the end. The first part goes on for 4 minutes.
Jeez.
But after that, wait, it's beautiful, though. But after that,
I doubt
it goes, here's how it goes. It goes, she'll ask, okay, she'll say, do you swear on your honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Are you sure? Now, you confirm that.
Cops have to say that? That they swear they'll tell the truth? Because cops lie left and right.
Well, Commonwealth cops swear to the sheriffs and deputies. Now,
well, obviously
it
isn't worth a hill of beans then. I mean, because cops are trained to lie. It's actually part of their job. So how does that jive?
And they take an oath to the Constitution and break that all the time?
I know a lot of cops. And I know stateies also. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I'm going to tell you how the rest goes. This is traditional. Pat Garrett got the same oath, but personally by the legislature.
I don't know who that is. It doesn't matter. Just tell us the thing. Go ahead.
The second time you swear to it, they say, on your honor, do you swear to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Are you sure you're sure? That's the second time. Now, the third
time. They ask
time,
you the same thing twice?
Oh, then they just add, you're sure, you're sure. And the third time they say, are you sure, you're sure, you're sure, you're sure.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
After that, they just break out into, scat from jazz scat.
Right,
they just make a bunch of noise because none of it means anything anyway.
No, it sure doesn't. It's just a bunch of pomp and circumstance. It makes it appear as though they're doing something special. They've got, you know, their badges and they've got their uniforms and they've got all their, you know, bureaucracy and their forms that they have to fill out. And really all it is just window dressing over a violent gang. That's all that the government is. You know, and every now and then the cops will actually go after a real violent person, and, you know, kudos to them when they do. I wish they would do that more often, is actually go after real criminals rather than spending their time arresting people for possession of cannabis or possession of alcohol, underage drinking, possession of paraphernalia. There was a recent Dublin, which is a town here in the Cheshire County area of New Hampshire, passed a paraphernalia ordinance in response to the minor amount of decriminalization of cannabis that happened earlier this year. So their response was, we can't enforce possession of, it's now a fine instead of a misdemeanor. Oh, so we can only give a fine out for possession of less than 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis? Well, I guess we'll just have to ramp up the war on drugs in a different way. We'll pass a paraphernalia ordinance. So, I mean, it's just insane. These people trying to force their viewpoint down the throats of others, especially in the so-called live free or die state. It's so tiresome, and I look forward to the day when we can call this war on drugs over. I hope it happens in our lifetime, but man, we've got a long, long way to go. I mean, cannabis isn't even legal yet across the United States. This plant that grows naturally in the earth is still considered to be a crime. In some places, it's considered to be a crime to have a woman being topless. In many places, it's a crime to have a container of alcohol open while you're walking from one point to another.
In Hanover, it's a crime to have a messy lawn.
I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. It's just insane. What happened to freedom? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want on Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutritious.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know about HostGator. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's how you get 50% off of HostGator. It's one of the top web hosting companies out there. They make it super easy to start up your own website or blog. Maybe, you know, you've been thinking about getting a blog. Maybe you've been, I know, Vincent, you've recently launched a blog. You want to do WordPress? Best, you know, content management system out there. HostGator has a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. You don't have to hire some tech to install it for you. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Get your special offer of 50, that's 50, 50% off, for Free Talk Live listeners like you. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Lila calling from Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Lila.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
I got a ticket this week from backing out of my driveway onto the highway because I live right on Highway 152 in Mustang, Oklahoma.
What do they want you to do?
Is it legal to back out of your own driveway?
Yes, that's what he's saying. After 15 years, they've decided that we can't do it anymore.
So they
decided to, instead of informing you, give you a ticket.
Well, my husband is a much better arguer than I am, and so he got a warning, and then a month later, I got a ticket.
I see.
Are they going to try and accommodate you in any way?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they'll take credit cards and checks and cash.
I mean, so you don't get a ticket.
Exactly. $206 for backing out of my driveway onto the highway. I have a one-lane driveway. I can only back out of it.
When you say highway, is this a state road?
Yeah, it's a state highway 152. There's four lanes with a center lane also, so five lanes altogether.
So are they saying that what you have to do is actually, instead of pulling directly into your driveway, that you have to, you know, pull just past it, stop, and then back into your driveway?
I'm sure that's illegal too.
Yeah, I did ask him if I should do that. But no, that's not what he's saying. But yeah, I did ask him if I should do that because that's illegal also.
And his answer was probably something like, it's not my job to figure out how you have to obey the law, lady, just that you have to obey the law, lady.
Yeah, how are you supposed to deal with this?
Exactly. I asked him, and he contradicted himself. I said, so can I pull across the three lanes, which are the two lanes going north, into the middle lane, which I'm allowed to use as a merging lane, into going the other direction, east and west. So I go across the one that's going east, I get into the lane going west, I merge, and he said, nope, you just need to make a right turn, I guess go around the block.
I don't understand. How are you supposed to get in and out of your driveway, is my question. Did he have an answer for you?
Him, he said I should turn right and go around the block.
Turn right and go around the block.
How does that get you into your driveway the right direction?
It doesn't. My husband was a lot clearer with him, and he just wanted my husband to go away because my husband's been listening to you guys for like 10 years.
So grab the video camera.
Just go away. You know, but with me, I was a lot more. I was a little bit more angry. And
now, what are you
going
to do? Are you
going
to take this to court? Are you going to challenge this?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
I don't see what else you can do, because obviously they passed this law without consulting people like you.
It's crazy.
It puts you in a really difficult position, which is, I guess you're going to have to install some kind of three-point turn driveway on your property, if that's even possible.
That's
ridiculous.
Exactly what we've been talking about.
Right, it's nuts. How do you solve it?
That's what we were thinking about, but since he's had a warning and we have this new police officer, Mustang is very small, so we have a new police officer, and in just these last 2 months, he's had a warning and I've got my ticket. And so
is he just hanging out in front of your house? Is he just sitting there?
There's a booster station about a block away, and I think he just sits there and waits for us to back out of the driveway, so we are going to have to fight
this. Easy money. Wow.
He's going to teach you lawbreakers exactly what it means to obey the law.
That's crazy, man. What about one of those half loops? Those like half circles that you could pull in and then kind of pull out if you like you said, if you have enough room.
If your house is too close to the road,
I would love for them to pour me one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got to say, this
I looked
is
at
insane.
That probably 20 years ago, putting one in my driveway, and they were talking $5,000 then.
Maybe just pave the entire front lawn. That way you can just sort of roll up onto it and roll out at whatever, you know, angle is legal or something like that. I mean, it's just crazy.
There's no inexpensive solution.
What we thought about.
Right. I suspect the state of Oklahoma isn't going to pony up the money.
Code. Oh, hell no. No, they've already taken the highway from two lanes to 4 to 5, and now they're talking about a turnpike going through our front yard.
My God.
Have you tried, like, going to different local news, you know, trying to make a stink up about it to get the town bad publicity?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you have to fight this thing. Don't let them get away with it. To get as many people to know about it as possible.
People can relate to it. This is something everybody can relate, or at least they could, in theory, relate to, because most people drive, or a lot of people do. And
it's just so blatantly unfair.
Lila, thanks for sharing that story with us. Let us know how it develops as you continue to challenge this, or as you begin to challenge this.
Let's hear about the miserable failures in this.
Thanks for the call tonight. Well, I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to win.
But
you got to make their life difficult. I mean, if people just keep rolling over for these state agents, then that's when they keep doing what they're doing. I mean, if they know that they can get away with it, if they know that there's never a single challenge to any of the BS that they throw out there, then they just keep on going.
Yeah.
And if they know that you're going to put up a fight, they might be a little less likely to go after you a second time. That's all. It may not work.
Yeah, I think that you're going to have a situation where the judge and the prosecutor look stupid trying to enforce the law. But we've had that over and over and over again here in New Hampshire. It doesn't stop them.
Well,
they just say pay.
Well, one of the problems is that, and I guess I should be careful here, and Lila, if you're still listening, keep in mind that not all states are the same as far as their court systems are concerned. So when I say fight it, I'm thinking about New Hampshire, where there's no extra cost necessarily to going to court. As far as like court costs are concerned, in a lot of states, if you say, I want to challenge this, some states will say, okay, that'll be $200 for court costs.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, but if you lose, then you're paying court costs and the fine on top of that. And so if that's the case, then I would say, well, I guess you're just going to have to pay it and hope that cop's not around anymore.
Well, you don't just have to go through court. I mean, you could go to the city planning meeting, maybe it's different there. And even if it's, you know, if it's a total police state, at least get up or, you know, contact the media, get people involved.
That's a good idea.
You know, it's like in Bugs Life, when one ant stands up, they all stand up. And these government types are cowards. So when they get enough of the people, the slaves, to stand up against them, we're going to roll over.
Unfortunately, most people are too cowardly to stand up.
But you
got to
start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Good luck. Godspeed.
It will make a good bit, two or three minute bit on the local news.
Yeah, that much is true. I think that's a good suggestion, Vincent. The toll free number. The other suggestion, of course, would be to move to New Hampshire, where you can actually stand up with others.
He's been listening for 10 years.
Most people aren't going to stand up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You want to get some holiday shopping taken care of, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to online stores like Walmart, where when you shop through those links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It is that simple. You get the same great deals you're used to. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead with your call.
So, like I predicted, the Democrat mayor candidate, I mean, Tim Keller, he won by a mandate, 62% of the vote.
And now you say that because a Democrat has won, you believe, I'm basing this on your past calls, you believe that crime is going to go down, correct?
Well, I think he's going to run the police department a lot better.
You think the Albuquerque police are going to just stop shooting homeless people?
No, I think we're going to get more police to go after the criminals. That's what I meant.
Okay. Well, has the mayor said anything to you to make you actually believe that, or is this just sort of a general belief you have about Democrats?
Well, you know what? We had Mayor Chavez before, the Republican mayor, and we had very much less crime and more police on the police department. But my thing is that, you know, this proves that most of the people in Albuquerque do approve, they do support the the ART project, the rapid transit.
How does them voting...
That doesn't prove anything. That's just your anecdotal evidence for it. It doesn't prove anything
at
all.
How does them voting for a Democrat for mayor prove that they support a rapid transit?
Well, you know what? Tim Keller, in his debate, he said he wanted to put the rapid transit all the way to the airport. He wants to put another one, and people ran out and voted for him. So what does that say?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now, what was the voter turnout?
Well, the voter turnout was... I was quite very impressed for Albuquerque. It was like, I think, 65,000 people that voted early. And then,
didn't answer my question, though.
It's probably Democrat corruption.
I'm asking you, what was the voter turnout? Do you know what the percentage of registered voters in Albuquerque at the municipal election?
I do not know that, but I know how many people turned out to vote.
Well, that's not as useful. That's not as useful. Now, what? When was this election? Was it a month ago? When did this happen?
Well, you know, we just had the election yesterday, the runoff election.
Oh,
the election day was yesterday, so we got the result from the runoff, and then we also got another Democrat counselor on the west side.
Because I can tell you this, I doubt Albuquerque is particularly unusual in this area, but in most municipal elections, it's pretty rare that you're going to see more than, let's say, 10 to 20% of the registered voters turning out to vote in that election. And that's by no means is a mandate, right? That's a supermajority of people who decided they didn't feel like voting. How many people did you say voted? What was the raw number? How many people?
6,500, right?
The raw number was approximately 70,000, like 4,800 on election day yesterday, and about 65,000 in early voting. But, you know, for New Mexico...
So about 12% of the entire population. Now, mind you, I'm including the total population, which would include people who aren't old enough to vote. So let's give it an extra few percentage. Let's call it 20%. Of people who were old enough to vote actually came out and voted. So one out of five people of voting age, roughly, voted in this election, and you're calling that a mandate?
Well, the thing is, out of that, he got 62% of the people that turned out to vote.
So
that's
what you're
mandate.
Saying is about 12% of the people who showed up to the 12% of the entire population of Albuquerque of voting age voted for this person, and that's a mandate by your mind.
Well, I mean, the thing is, to me, that's logical. All the people that decided to participate, okay, people that wanted to say, you and somebody else decide for me, I'll just do whatever somebody tells me, well, then it doesn't count. It's people that participated. Out of that, he got 62%. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Okay,
thanks,
actually,
Sarah.
I could agree with that, actually. For a strange time that I do agree with Sarah, but you know, I'll help her out with this. So
right.
Not a majority of people in Albuquerque wanted that train project, but one could surmise, because that was his platform, that a majority of people who voted for that one guy wanted that platform, that train.
One could surmise that.
So see, Sarah, that is a valid point. So I helped you out with that.
If you really oppose the train, like they claim, like the majority of the people,
who could oppose a choo-choo?
You're supposed to show up in the election time and prove that point.
I thought it was a bus.
Failed.
I thought it was like a trolley or something like that. Is it a train?
The bus. It's just an all electric bus that goes in the.
It's a bus with its own special lane, right? They've got a middle lane that this bus travels down in Albuquerque.
Right. Yeah. Is it finished yet?
Is the art project? It's called the Albuquerque Rapid Transit. It's a federally funded or federally matched program.
It's a big boondoggle.
Is it finished yet, or is it still under construction, Sarah?
Well, it's going to be done like in maybe two more months.
It is.
Here,
you know why it's
thing.
Important to have a bunch of electric buses? Because a trolley could run without a conductor, but a bus has to have a driver. So we've made jobs and a boondoggle.
Well, couldn't they make it out of couldn't they power it out of hydrogen? I think somewhere in Iceland they have hydrogen-powered buses. I mean, yeah, it's a government boondoggle, but at least it could be somewhat forward-thinking by having it be powered, you know, water-powered, right, using hydrogen to power it. Is it like that, or is it just going to be electric, which uses coal or whatever fossil fuel plant?
Thanks for the call, Sarah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The worst part about this ART thing, because she has called about that numerous times
she
in the
loves
past,
it.
So we know a thing or two about it, is that it's actually destroying the traffic patterns in Albuquerque, because they actually have to get rid of three lanes of traffic in order to create one lane for this bus. Because apparently they're going to be putting in the bus. This bus thing is in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the bus stops where people have to wait for the bus are also in the middle of the street. So they had to make enough space out of the existing however many lanes. I think it was like four lanes on each side.
A giant bus median.
Right. They had to destroy at least three lanes of active traffic capacity in order to create a bus, which if you've ever seen city buses before, there are many cities out there at certain times of the day where there's absolutely no one riding on the bus or near to
no one. We were in Los Angeles, you and I, and we were near a bus, one of these transfer areas, not the, like the main bus station or anything like that, but a, like sort of transfer area, and we were checking a bunch of buses as they went by, and I said to you, I wonder if buses ride around LA empty, and then started taking a look, and those buses were the vast majority of them were mostly empty.
And that's the most populated city in the U.S.
Second most populated county. It's the most populated county.
It's definitely one of the largest cities as far as like square miles. I mean, it's big.
I'm just talking about people, right?
Largest city in square miles in the U.S. is Jacksonville.
Really?
In Florida? That's what I understand.
Really?
Oh, but it's not like skyscrapers and, you know, and that kind
of
thing.
Just largest.
Yeah, because I think technically I lived in Jacksonville, like the area.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
It's Georgia. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man.
They do have a Jacksonville, Georgia, don't they?
I'm sure they do.
I think they do. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to talk about the EU. Some of the countries are bailing out or not committing to some kind of an EU defense force. Vincent's going to tell us about that coming up here in moments. If you want to join us, the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And yes, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a YouTube channel, and you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com if you want to check out the video version of the show. That's where you can do it. And like everything else that we offer at our website, it's free. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or dog suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time for you if you dial in right now. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Mark, what's the status with hope.freetalklive.com?
Well, we've donated the sum total of the money that we were going to give there. They're putting in the plaster on the walls now.
So you're still getting updates.
Yeah, the municipality is demanding $104 for taxes.
It's probably a lot of money in Uganda.
You're darn right it is. $104 is a lot of money in Uganda.
For listeners that don't know, over the last several months, our listeners have, through Mark, your requests, been donating several thousand, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, $30,000.
To a orphanage that is being built in Jinja, Uganda. It is still in the process of being under construction, but has been fully funded at this point.
That's right.
For the $104. Do they have enough to cover that?
Well, I told them that I'd talk to them about it tomorrow.
Okay.
So, right. You know, I may take care of that just to figure it out or see whether they've got the money. I really don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But all is well, at least as well as it can be.
I suspect that they're looking for more money, right?
Like, sure.
What else would they do?
Well, who's not looking for more money?
Yeah, not looking for more money? You've got a bunch of money. We don't. Send it here.
And there you go.
We've got a bunch of kids. So, you know, I spoke with the listeners, and we decided to give $30,000 to build an orphanage. That's going to happen, and I'm going to talk to them tomorrow to see what's going on. But things are looking good. They've got a place to sleep now.
That's great.
Roof over the head, and everything's going reasonably well.
Right on. All right. Well, thank you for the update there. If you want to.
And thanks to the listener who decided to send Ndufuna a telephone because he dropped his while he was on the roof.
That's amazing.
Putting it on, yeah.
So, okay, hope.freetalklive.com. There are still pictures and such up there.
Yeah, you go to hope.freetalklive.com. You can
see what happened. All right, you can bring up anything you want. Vincent, though, you brought in a story about the EU, the European Union. There's some kind of a defense force they're trying to put together, and some countries are opting out.
Yep, yeah, you know, EU pretty much a Fourth Reich. You know, it's controlled centrally by Germany, or, you know, quote-unquote, Brussels is the capital, and now they want to create an army. So this is an article from theexpress.co.uk. EU army, the five countries that refused to sign up to France and Germany's defense force. As Brussels hails its historic march towards an EU army, five nations are holding...
This is a terrible idea.
Of course. It's, you know, basically the Bilderberg Group's army, right? The EU is a brainchild of a Bilderberg Group.
If you put an army together, you know, the founding fathers in the United States warned, many of them, warned against having a standing army. In fact, the Constitution was written to prohibit, basically, and it didn't do a good job of it, but they tried to stop the government from having a standing army. But unfortunately, they've found a way around that. But the idea was that if there is a standing army, the government is likely to use it for things which usually involve oppressing people around the world.
And in this case, a lot of critics, I don't know if it talks about it in the article, a lot of critics are saying this is going to inevitably lead up to a conflict with Russia. Now that
really?
EU army, you know, Germany.
These are the same jackholes that can't come up with 2% of their GDP to pay NATO.
Yeah, and like now that, you know, people say that, you know, the head of NATO, the U.S., you know, and the commander-in-chief, President Trump, is friendly towards Russia. And so some people are saying that NATO is antiquated now, which it is, you know, after the Cold War. But as Brussels hails its historic march towards an EU army, five nations are holding fire on committing to an alliance which could lead to a two-speed defense union in competition with NATO. So far, 23 EU nations have agreed to join forces as part of a defense cooperation pact driven by France and Germany, whose leaders have long campaigned for greater integration amongst member states. And for people who don't know, France and Germany have throw the most weight around NATO because they contribute the biggest economies in, not NATO, excuse me, the European Union.
They also fought for centuries.
Yeah, yeah, and then now
they're,
you know,
they're going to work together to oppress others.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to call it the Karl de Grasse Army.
I don't get the joke.
Well, France and Germany, it's a big fight as to whether or not it's Charlemagne or Karl de Grasse. You know, it's basically a hate crime to say Charlemagne in Germany or Karl de Grasse in
Because Charlemagne, he ran the...
It's the same damn person you...
but the historical... Charlemagne, he had an empire that back in the Dark Ages, the Carolingian, I think, and it was France and Germany combined. That was like one of the only times, from now, that France and Germany were combined. Yeah, he was... I think he was a Frank, so that's why France is called France, because it was invaded by the Franks.
Do they have border... Does Germany and France border one another?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Ah, please. I have done this for 15 years, and I ask myself every once in a while, what in the hell am I doing here?
I took geography class in sixth grade.
Was it public school?
Yeah.
Imagine what happened in World War I and World War II, Ian.
How the hell would I know? I wasn't there.
Germany invaded France.
Okay.
How would they do that? By the way, both cases, they did not go across the border. Are you familiar with the Maginot Line? Yeah. Do you know what that was?
It was so defended that they had to invade...
I know where Andorra is because I played Carmen Sandiego.
Good.
They had to... It was so defended, the border between France and Germany, that Germany had to declare war on the Netherlands and Belgium and get into a whole other war with them just to invade France through the top, because they weren't... You know, they were on relatively good terms with both countries and didn't have it as...
Imagine
fortified.
If they wouldn't have invaded. If Germany would have chosen in World War I not to invade France and just said, all right, so you declared war on us. Go ahead, invade, and then let them go through the Alsace-Lorraine or whatever the heck.
Oh, Alsace-Lorraine, yeah.
France come through there and, you know, deal with that. Then Germany could have just picked up the pieces when the Austro-Hungarian Empire falls, when Russia falls, when the Ottoman Empire falls. They could just basically annex all of that land.
Involved in Germany, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and turn them into puppet states. It was the worst move twice.
Yeah, but they in the end, I think they won. As I said, you know, EU, Fourth Reich, it's just run by Germany. Yeah. Ian, you talk about, like, independence it was funny, you talk about how independence is good, but nationalism is bad. But in this case, you know, globalism, the EU, a lot of countries that get absorbed as part of the EU, they get all kinds of debt. They have to get rid of any freedoms that they might have had to comply with EU standards.
The EU's terrible.
Yeah, so that just...
centralization of power, I mean, it's the...
And so that's why, you know, Brexit... I remember, I think, a few nights ago, you were talking about the evils of nationalism. Well, you know, nationalism is what got Brexit to happen, and that plays a part in this article.
Okay.
So far, 23 EU nations have agreed to join forces as part of a defense cooperation pact driven by France and Germany, whose leaders have long campaigned for greater integration amongst member states. The agreement will add yet another convoluted deal to the bloc, with some nations taking part while others do not. Permanent Structured Cooperation, PESCO, pact includes commitments to integrate armed forces, a boost in defense spending, and establishment of a joint HQ. And EU bosses have set aside 4.9 billion euros to fund research and development into new military hardware and joint purchase of new equipment. But so far,
more bombs, more tanks, more
F-35 boondoggles. More.
They want their own F-35 boondoggle.
Oh, good.
Because that was a U.S. boondoggle.
I think it's, what, right? Sixth generation strike fighter now. It's F-15 is the best. But so far, the U.K., Ireland, Denmark, Portugal, and Malta have yet to sign up for the deal, which is seen by some as the next step towards a fully-fledged EU army. After it is formally launched next month, PESCO will be another in a series of...
Now, here's my question. I don't know if it answers in the story. Is the reason they're not signing up because they have some sort of objection to the idea of the army, or because they feel like they won't have enough influence over it, that they don't have enough control, or that they don't want to spend as much as they're being told to spend?
The article explains the UK's, obviously because it's leaving in Brexit, and I believe Denmark had a had some kind of clause in it that says it wouldn't do that, but I believe it does explain later in the article. After it is,
I know that France has a bunch of really great rifles left over from World War II that were only dropped once.
You mean the ones that blow up when you try to shoot them?
No,
those were handguns.
Right? Well, they had a machine gun that was France needed trade, so the U.S. in World War I agreed to buy some French machine guns, and they were so awful that they would just Americans would just opted to drop.
But didn't the Fabrique Nationale handguns are really good?
That's Belgium.
Oh, there you
FN,
go.
Yeah,
but didn't wasn't the U.S. didn't they drop the Liberator on France?
It's not a great.
That was in World War II.
It's not a rifle. And
it's a handgun, right?
It's not a French gun.
Okay. Well, the Liberator, it had one single 45 cartridge, and its whole point was to sneak up behind a German or, an officer, someone, and shoot them and then take their gun.
Right. But they, blew up and stuff. They were completely unreliable from what I
Maybe. I didn't read
recall.
Too much into it, but...
Anyway, we're almost out of time here, but I'm glad to hear that at least there's some opposition to this EU defense force. The world does not need more military structures.
I don't understand exactly how they're going to integrate this in with NATO.
It's going to be its own thing. Isn't it?
Sorry,
they're going to have two militaries then?
To answer your question, so Denmark opted it out of defense policies, but Portugal and Ireland are expected to sign it up by next month.
Now, isn't NATO, doesn't that also include other places outside of Europe?
They have some treaties with Asian countries, but because Russia isn't a problem, because Russia and the Soviet Union isn't a problem anymore, there's no point in it. It should have been dissolved after the Cold War.
Government programs, a lot of them should be dissolved.
Globalist programs.
We're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.